I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. You know, for years, concert promoters believed the live music business was practically recession-proof. People would cut back on almost anything before giving up the chance to see someone like Taylor Swift live. But suddenly there are empty seats in arenas, canceled tours, and ticket sales that are softer than Zac Brown's knit beanie. A big part of this is ticket price shock. By the time fans pay for parking, service fees, a t-shirt, and two soft drinks, a family night at a concert can resemble a down payment on a small condominium. And then there's the economics behind the curtain. Major headliners can earn hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions, per show once guarantees, merchandise percentages, sponsorships, and VIP packages are added in. Meanwhile, many opening acts are still hoping the free chicken fingers backstage count as compensation. I've been there. The other issue, oversaturation. Everybody toured once after the shutdown years ended. Consumers simply ran out of money and, frankly, stamina. The public still loves live music. They do. They just don't necessarily love needing a second mortgage to hear the encore. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.